This is one of those games where it's definitely needed to win coming in. It's been struggle as of late, just scoring or doing a lot of your things here. But it was a good effort for you guys to come back and get a victory here tonight over Goodland, who had been playing a little bit better since the last time you guys played them.
Yeah, they're playing better. The first time we played them, they didn't have their guard, Chase, number three. You know, he's extremely athletic, you know, pretty quick. You know, he can elevate and shoot jump shots over you. But, yeah, they're playing better. I mean, it's team should, you know, from the beginning to the end of the year, which, you know, for a while there didn't look like the case with our guys. But, you know, our guys were just in a rut and just kind of overthinking things. And tonight, you know, kind of freed them up with the defense that we put out there, you know, turned the tempo up a little bit and got going. And we knew we were going to give up some easy looks, you know, on a breakdown on the press. But, you know, overall, I thought they did a pretty good job of getting matched up in the half court after they broke the press and not allowing too many open looks. And then that just let our athletes go be athletes.
When you're trying to win, it's tough, too. You press a little bit. But you guys got into a rhythm, and it was kind of Joe Evans that got you started, Jackson Lewis. And you guys did some nice things tonight to also get some open looks as well underneath. And I thought you had to be happy with the ball movement and the ball reversal.
Yeah, we did. For the most part, we moved the ball side to side. We swung it a little bit more than we have been. And you know, when that comes, you get some defensive breakdowns and you're able to get some open looks. But I thought their post players did a good job defensively on our guys, you know, trying to push them off the block. And, you know, so at times we could have done some things better. But overall, you know, it was more of a, you know, try to get back into the flow, try to get back into playing in a rhythm and shooting the ball with a little confidence. And I think we saw that tonight.
For most of the first half, it was kind of like the girls' game, as the both teams just could not get into a rhythm or the tempo of the game, I should say. It was kind of halted. A lot of fouls called in the first half. Second half, not as much. And I thought that was really a benefit for you guys being able to go up and down quickly.
Yeah, it was. The first quarter seemed like it took forever. You know, there was quite a few fouls in there. You know, some little ones that maybe not, but whatever. And, yeah, we couldn't. We didn't seem to get into, you know, a flow. And our half-court defense was pretty good, actually, in the first quarter. It was the transition defense out of our press that allowed a couple quick threes. And so they were able to kind of hang around in there in that first quarter.
And it was nice to see your post players. They've had a lot of confidence in the last few games. And, you know, Joe Evans went scoreless on Friday night at Holcomb. He hits a couple threes in the first half, ended up with 14 and a nice alley-oop there. And Parker Fogelmore ended up getting double figures around 10 tonight.
Yeah, they did. And I think when we go back and look at it, we'll see that they were just more active. They weren't just putting themselves on the block, which, you know, it's not all bad to have to have those guys down there because they can score down there. But, you know, when the defense takes it away, you know, the last few games we just kind of stood there, either forced up the shot or we didn't really, you know, do anything to make ourselves a little bit more open. And I thought tonight we did a good job, you know, not standing around and watching the game. We did a good job of cutting off the dribble drives, which, you know, I thought Hunter did a fantastic job tonight getting to the basket. You know, we kind of put that on him and told him, you know, he needs to do that a little bit more often. And tonight I thought he was exceptional.
Well, it's a big win for you guys here just to snap the losing streak here to get some confidence. And now it's a rematch here, and you're probably going to have some rematches throughout Substate if you go a long ways here starting Tuesday night with Southwestern Heights.
Yeah, a team that, you know, the first time we played them, we didn't see their big kid. He didn't play. They're a little different with him, but a team that is very scrappy, you know, very, very quick. They're good with their hands. They caused some trouble for our post guys last game because they, you know, they were digging down and digging it out of their hands and caused quite a few tie-ups and you know, takeaways, really. So post guys got to be ready for that. And the guards, you know, when that happens, have to be ready to, you know, catch and shoot on the kickouts.
Well, on senior night win, you almost got Jaron Berning a three-pointer. You might have had to stop the game if he hit that three.
Hey, man, I said, you want to shoot a three? He said, yes. So we drew up the play and we got the look and you know, hey. Everybody deserves something like that.
It was good hustle play for him tonight as well, and some of your guards as well that had to come in and kind of fill that void for Evan Smith.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, you know, he went up in the JV game and came down, and it's kind of a big pile down there, and his shoulder popped out. So hopefully, I don't know. You know, they told him earlier he's probably done. They're going to go check it again. You know, knowing that kid, if anybody tells him there's a chance, if he braces it, you know, he'll be right back out there. So, you know, it's unfortunate, and we'll just hope for the best for him.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Beavers win it on senior night tonight here, 67-46. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.